Wait, those are wait. Wrong did for you? Sure.
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Hey, and welcome back to This Could Get Awkward. Today, we're going to talk about that awkward moment that you first pressed your supple lips up against somebody else's lips. Your first kiss. But first, before we get to that, I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
And we still want to hear your awkward stories, lots of ways to connect with us. You can do so on Twitter, TCGA podcast.
On Facebook at This Could Get Awkward. Our website is thiscouldgetawkward.com. And if you want to email us
any of those awkward moments, stories, situations, feel free to do so at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
Do it.
All right, you wanted to start with something?
Yeah. So, remember, was it our first episode that we talked about how you steal food from people?
Yeah, that came out in the first episode.
First episode. Okay, yeah. So like something happened recently. She did it again, folks. We were at a brewery.
Big surprise.
We're at a brewery with a bunch of our friends for a friend's birthday. And there was like a bunch of the group was upstairs and a handful of us went outside just where it wasn't so stiflingly hot and whatever, you know, change up the scenery a little bit. We were sitting out there drinking our beers and Janelle walks in and she's like, I found this beer and we can just drink it.
What's so wrong?
I found this beer. We're at a brewery. There's beer everywhere that people are drinking. And she just like found a beer that obviously belonged to someone. And she's like, we can just drink it. To be honest, I was like, okay, great.
Great find. When you're drinking at a craft brewery, those beers are expensive,
yeah,
typically. And do you know where I found said beer?
At a table where all of our friends were drinking their beers.
Yeah. So it was someone that we knew. It was at the table where all the food was and all like the purses and yeah, coats. So it wasn't off of a random table.
This time. Correct. That's true.
So I think that it was completely acceptable. Come to find out that it was the guy who was sitting across the table from me. It was his beer, I think.
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, that's my beer.
He's like, oh, I think that's my beer. You can have it, though, if you want.
I don't really. Did we drink it? Did I drink it?
I don't think I had any of it. So I'm not actually sure what happened to that beer.
I think I drank it. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Fruit beer. I'll take it.
Great.
I'm not dead yet. No diseases.
Or people like murdering you for stealing their food and drinks all of the time.
Moving on. Okay.
Okay. I want to talk about a really weird thing that happened in grade one. And it involves some very strange groupthink activity. So I'm in grade one. How old are you in grade one? Like,
you're like five?
Six? Yeah. You're little.
Five, six.
You're
yeah,
so little. And I was in the grade one class that had the cool grade one teacher that everybody wanted. There was another grade one class and they had a super mean, strict teacher that everyone was scared of. And there were always like weird stories about her that she had dug her nails into someone's head and like all this
oh
weird
my,
stuff.
That's
obviously
terrifying.
Not true, but you're like 5 years old.
Believe anything.
Yeah. Anyways, my cool grade one teacher was away for some reason. And so the other grade one teacher was combining our classes for gym that day. We were all like, no, we have like the mean gym teacher. And we all just kind of like without discussing it, seemed to come to the conclusion that we like hated her and we weren't gonna like be very good for her. And
it's just like, that's the same thing that what students do when you have a supply teacher.
Totally.
Everybody acts out. You see somebody else doing it, you're like, oh, I'm going to do that too.
Totally. So she had called us all in to the middle of the gym. I think it was at the very beginning of the gym class. And we were all in the middle, sitting on the floor with our little five-year-old legs crossed, just like hanging out. And she starts talking. And then one kid started coughing. And then another kid started coughing and like kept coughing.
Like real coughing?
I feel like maybe the first cough was real. And then I kid you not, within just a few moments, every single one of us was fake coughing. Just picture a gym with 65-year-olds coughing.
What was the look on the teacher's face?
She just looked like, what is happening right now? Like, I've lost control. I'm kind of scared. Like, I'm not sure what's happening right now. And we didn't have gym class. We got like sent back to our rooms. The principal came and was like, I heard there was an incident.
you guys were coughing.
And because I was like 5 or 6 years old, like, I can't really remember the details, but I just remember I was thinking about this recently and I was like, that is so weird.
How did she regain control of the classroom? Do the little light switch thing where she just...
I don't think she did. We were just escorted out of the gym and told to wait for the principal.
It's amazing that a collective group of, what, 5 and 6 year olds, yeah, or whatever were able to conduct such,
yeah,
a thing.
Not rehearsed, but like we all really had each other's backs about it. We were like, I got you. This teacher is mean. Let's cough at her.
I bet that haunts her dreams. I bet this woman dreams at night and has nightmares of a group full of children coughing.
I'm going to ask my mom if she can remember what that teacher's name is. And then I'm going to like look her up and creep her on social if I can.
That's creepy.
I wonder what she's up to now. She's like in a padded room somewhere. She's like, I can hear them coughing. I can hear them coughing.
Well, if we're going to talk, you know, grade school stories, I guess there was this one time that my teacher actually just humiliated me in front of the entire class. Mind you, he had every right to do so. So this was actually when I was much older. So I was I was in grade 8 at the time, and I went to a school where grade 8, that was the oldest that we were, and then you go off to high school after that. So oldest in the school, you know, you set an example for the rest of the kids. And I was such a scholarly example that I also was in the student council.
Nice.
So I had run, and I had won.
Whoa.
And I was vice president.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
That's
so,
big stuff.
You know, they expect... maybe a little bit more from students who are, you know, they're the ones who are supposed to be the example. Well, I don't really know why or what, like, possessed me to do this, but I vandalized the school.
Oh,
and
no.
I know I did it with two other guys, neither of which were in the student council. They were, one of them was my crush.
Aww. And, you're like, I'll be bad. what did you vandalize?
It was a picnic table.
Okay.
It was an outdoor picnic table. I believe it was actually fairly new too. But for some reason, I don't know why, but we had paint outside. Okay. I don't know what we were painting, if it was like art class related or what it was, but we had a bunch of white paint. We all thought, you know what? Grade 8, last year here, we're kings of this school. Let's leave our mark. I think that's what we thought, at least. I have no idea.
Okay.
And we decided to write our own names so no one would know who it was. All over the picnic table.
Awesome.
And I think we put it on like the underside, thinking, oh, no one's going to notice this. But it was on like a blackish blue picnic table. White paint on a blackish, like, yeah, obviously stood out.
That'll be seen.
And we did it in massive lettering. And it was, yeah, we wrote our own name. So obviously it wasn't like we put a symbol or anything, yeah, so no one would know who it was. It was Janelle in big letters. And when my teacher had found out, he, you know, called up everyone who was in trouble for it. And I know for sure there's two other guys with me, and I'm not sure if there's anyone else. And just reamed us out in front of the entire class while we're standing up there next to him. And I felt so, so ashamed.
Did you cry?
I think so.
Like in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. And he was kind of actually known to be a pretty ruthless teacher. Very good teacher, like when it came to studies, but was kind of a mean guy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then our punishment was obviously to have to go out there and clean it. And it was like impossible to clean. We ended up, because it was like a plastic picnic table.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so it wasn't a smooth surface that like the paint would rub off easily. The paint was all wedged in between these like small.
Yeah, it's kind of like porous, right?
Yeah. We ended up like scraping it off with knives and stuff.
What the?
Yeah, we spent like one afternoon cleaning this picnic table and... Mm. I believe that is the last time I will ever vandalize anything.
I actually vandalized something. I think I was in like grade 2 and I didn't know.
did you even know?
I had no idea I was vandalizing. Like I remember just when I take this rock and draw on this wall, you can see like what I'm writing. That's so cool. And I just like was drawing all over this wall with a rock. And then a teacher saw me and I got in like big trouble. And I didn't understand why until it was explained to me, like, that that's vandalism.
You're not supposed to do that.
And you're a bad kid. Just kidding. But, like, I was like, oh, man, now I know.
And when you say you got in a lot of trouble, like, sent to the principal's office?
I feel like my mom was maybe called or involved somehow.
Don't you love how that used to be, like, the biggest threat?
Yeah.
You tell your mom. Actually, it kind of still would remain a pretty big
threat.
My mom found out about some of the things I've done.
Actually, one of my favorite things to do now that I'm, like, a grown adult is to tell my mom things that will make her feel exasperated.
How cruel.
Yeah, I like to troll her. It's, like, one of my favorite things to do.
Now that you do say that, I have opened up to my parents about things that I have done. She was like, what? You guys were doing that, like, when you were in high school or whatever it was? And I was like, yeah. And you didn't get me in trouble for it now. And now I'm a grown adult.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Mom?
You can't do anything about it. I turned out all right. I have a career.
Yeah. So, you know, it's fine. Let's talk about our first kisses.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Who wants to go first?
You want to rock, paper, scissors?
All right.
Okay, go. On three or like rock, paper, scissors,
rock,
do
paper,
it? Or
rock do paper, it? Scissors. Like, okay. That's when you do it,
okay.
You know?
Okay. Best of three or just one? Just one, probably.
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors.
I won. You won. So do I go first?
You get to choose.
We should have determined, like, what who won meant.
I think you choose what you want to do.
Okay. You go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this is a little bit uncomfortable because I don't really know what my first kiss was.
What?
Well, like, are we talking first kiss is just like a peck on the lips?
Yeah.
Are we talking like first kiss is when some tongue got
no,
in
no,
there?
No, because I feel like, I don't know, but like tongue is something like you do when you're an experienced kisser. I'm talking like your very first kiss.
Yeah, no idea.
You have no idea?
No. It could be a collection of like five guys I can think of right now.
What?
Okay.
I mean, like, no shame, but what?
Well,
how old and like
we used what? To we this is the, like when I was in grade school. I want to say this was in around the ages of like grade 5, grade 6.
Whoa, okay.
Is when we would go to the very back corner of the schoolyard.
Yeah.
And like play like pull a name out of a hat and you have to kiss that person.
What?
I thought everyone did this.
No, but I don't think I was very cool. So maybe cool kids were doing that. I was still like climbing trees until grade 12. So.
No. Yeah. And I remember like, you know, going to my first girl boy party. We played spin the bottle. Again, that probably happened in and around the, you know, grade 6, grade 7, maybe.
Okay.
I want to say. So we did a lot of that. And to be honest, I have no idea who the first person was that, you know, I can think of like 5 to 6 guys in my class who I know would have been a part of that.
Okay. So it didn't like mean anything. It was just like, we all get together to kiss each other.
Yeah. And you always hoped it was the
one
guy.
Like a group game situation.
Yeah, so yeah, it didn't mean anything. So that's why it doesn't really register with
me.
Okay,
so then what was your first kiss that there was like a build up to that you like knew you liked this person and like hoped they would kiss you or that you wanted to kiss them? Like, what was that?
That was in high school, I
really?
Think.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The reason I bring up the whole tongue thing is because that was a very significant moment for me.
Okay.
And again, this was...
That is so awkward. Like, where? What do you do with it? How long? How much is too much? Like... bit like ugh.
And I mean, like, if the other person, are they opening up their mouth? Are you not? Like, are you ready to receive?
Does
that?
My breath taste bad? Like,
it's really my first experience with that, I guess, happened when I was in grade 8. This was I was dating this guy at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you do in grade 8.
And then he broke up with me because we went to different high schools.
That's fair.
Jerk. Anyways. So we had been dating, and I don't even know for how long, because this is towards the end of the year, because we had a friend of ours had like a big, you know, grade 8 party, end of the school year kind of thing.
Okay.
We had been dating for, I don't know, but we'd never like kissed really, or maybe like never like.
Because like dating at that age is like
holding
you
hands,
eat lunch and, together and hold hands sometimes,
yeah.
Or you'll like carry your binder to class for
and
you.
Like write little like
put notes in your locker.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. That kind of thing. And it was really awkward too, because it again happened in one of those situations. It was like we were playing truth or dare or something.
Okay.
And somebody dared the two of us to kiss. And so I'm sure he was eager as hell, because he just like went in, and I was like, oh my gosh, and just kind of like lunged at me, and meanwhile there's like a group of probably 15 to 20 people watching us, and so that in itself is awkward. Yeah. And he tried to sneak in a little bit of tongue.
Whoa.
And I got scared and I pulled away, and I was like, okay, this was weird.
Cool.
2 weeks later he probably broke up with me, so maybe that was why.
Because you didn't like his tongue?
Yeah I don't know.
Wasn't meant to be.
And then, to be honest, after that, I have a hard recollection to know who was my real first kiss. I think it was actually when I was in grade 11. Maybe, yeah, something like that.
You did a lot of kissing before that alleged real first kiss.
Yeah. Maybe you have a better story to tell.
Yeah, mine's way better.
Mine is so like, I don't know.
I know exactly where, when, with who, how I felt about it.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, mine was in grade 8. Okay, so there was like this guy who I always really liked, and I liked him a lot to the point that it made me really nervous so that I wouldn't
talk to him.
Yeah. So, for example,
clearly gonna be able to get this guy.
Oh my gosh, so uncomfortable. And okay, so like in grade 7, we liked each other, but I always felt so freaking just nervous, shy, and palms were sweaty and like just uncomfortable. It was really hard to not just start rapping Eminem there, by the way.
I know. I was about to as well. I was like, ready to go. Okay.
Top of the playlist tonight. So like, I really liked him, and it made me really nervous and uncomfortable. So I would avoid him and like not talk to him.
Really good game plan, Sam.
So really successful. Good. Really worked out well for everyone. He asked me to my junior high. Had some like kick ass dances, some Much Music dance party dances.
That's cool.
And in grade 7, he asked me to go to the dance with him. And I was like, no, but I'll totally dance with you there, because I felt like that was a level of commitment I could be comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But then every time a slow song came on and I could see him coming to get me or like seeking me out, I would grab like the nearest human and slow dance with them instead.
So he clearly liked you too.
For sure. And that's terrifying. I was so scared, and I liked him so much. And then, so I didn't dance with him at all. And then I remember at the end of the dance, everyone was like leaving the gym and he looked so sad. And then I felt really sad. And also like I was full of regret for not having danced with him. So that was grade 7. And then grade 8, like, I feel maybe we were still kind of liked each other or whatever. It was like the summer time. It was like near the end of grade 8. He was like, can I walk you home? Or let's walk home together, something like that. And I was like, okay. So we walked home and we went to his home first. And he was like showing me around his house. And I was so nervous. Like, and I could tell like we were building up to something, because he was also visibly uncomfortable and like really nervous as well. And so we were both just like, oh, cool, that's a nice picture. Like, thanks for showing me your house. And okay, like just so like shy and like uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But wanting to participate, because like I really liked him. And then I just remember, I think we were in his bedroom maybe, and he like put his hands on my shoulders and was like, I'm going to kiss you now. And I was like, okay. And then we kissed, and it was like a tiny little like peck.
Uh-huh.
Lasted like 2 seconds. And then.
But it was magic.
It was magic. And then he walked me home. I don't know. Things didn't really go anywhere from there. Like,
he didn't kiss you goodbye?
I can't remember. I just remember that moment of him putting his hands on my shoulders and saying, I'm going to kiss you. And then mm-hmm. we kissed. And then he walked me home. I remember, like, I went on vacation that summer and I, like, brought him back a gift. But I was still, like, I was always just so scared of this, like, these feelings that I self-sabotaged the whole thing all the time, like every step of the way, to the point where in grade 10, he threw a shoe at me.
What?
And then he, like, switched schools. We're actually like in the same friend group now. As adults, he's married.
You're engaged.
Yeah, like it's so funny because we like just went our own separate ways for the longest time, and then.
But are you still pleasant to each other?
Oh yeah.
He threw a shoe at you?
Yeah.
For what reason?
I'm not sure, but like.
okay.
Yeah. It was always like really uncomfortable, but we're cool now, I think.
Will he be invited to the wedding?
No, no, no. Like, we're not like invite each other to like do stuff, friends. But like, we'll obviously see each other at like group functions with certain friends.
Okay.
And that is totally fine. And like, he's a super nice guy. So it's all good. Well, if you can get past the years of like prepubescent and pubescent, uncomfortable, awkward encounters and feelings.
Oh, yeah. It's so strange because you can't teach that stuff. You just have to get thrown into it and hope that you don't drown.
And you just, yeah, and everyone's experience is like so different. Mm-hmm. Whether you like had a wholesome yet still really uncomfortable first kiss, or you can't remember when your first kiss was.
Whoops.
I want to know about your first kisses.
Other people's experiences.
Yeah.
And also, now you're making me feel very horrible for the fact that I played kissing games when I was younger.
Oh, don't feel bad. Like, that sounds cool.
Like, is there an age bracket where kids normally experience their first kiss?
Kids are weird and curious, like, mm-hmm. from so early on. So I don't think anything is weird. I think there are so many shades of normal.
I want to hear those stories.
Yeah,
for sure. So send them our way. You can connect with us lots of different ways. Email if you got a long story. That would probably be the best idea. This could get awkward podcast at gmail.com. If you just want to
tweet us at TCGA podcast, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, that is.
And then on Facebook at This Could Get Awkward. And if you can't remember all of that, just go to thiscouldgetawkward.com. It's all right there.
Also, just quick note, if there's any sort of awkward situation that you've maybe experienced and you'd like us to discuss through, like, maybe what we would have done in that situation,
how we could make it more awkward.
I don't know. Just kind of talking out loud right now.
Dear Sam and Chanel, we would totally love to answer that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So send it our way. And don't forget to tune in next week for a new episode.
Heck yeah.
We're getting better at this goodbye thing. I think
so.
Cool.
Bye.